All right, folks, welcome to today's episode. We're diving into a deeply personal journey that encompasses migration, challenges, and the unstoppable hope for a brighter future. Yes. Let's kick things off with my life story. Picture this. My father migrated from Afghanistan to Iran in the 1960s. Can you imagine that, navigating rugged terrains, crossing borders, and finally settling in Seville, where I was born and raised? It's a beautiful narrative when you think about it.
Wow. So, he just packed everything and off he went? Wait, what was life like in Seville for you growing up? Did your family hold on to many Afghan traditions, or, what was that like?
Absolutely. Seville was truly a melting pot of cultures, yet my family preserved our Afghan roots with pride. We celebrated holidays that filled our home with warmth, and we cooked traditional meals. Oh, let me tell you about Kabuli Pulao. It's like a festivity in every mouthful. You see, migration isn't merely about moving. It's fundamentally about identity. It significantly shaped the person I am today.
I can totally see how that would be, like, a huge part of your identity. Now, you mentioned returning to Afghanistan in 2015. That's quite a turn, right? Well, what motivated that decision?
Yes, that was a pivotal moment for me. In Iran, I faced strict job restrictions as an Afghan migrant, which limited my opportunities significantly. After some soul searching and discussions with the UNHCR, I made the heartfelt decision to return to Afghanistan, hoping to find better prospects. It was like getting a second chance, returning home to rediscover with new eyes.
Wow. So you went back to, what you thought would be better prospects, but, like, was it easy at all? What hurdles did you encounter when you got back?
Oh, let me tell you, it was anything but easy. I jumped into projects aimed at helping women and children deal with addiction. This wasn't just work for me. It felt like a calling. But let me tell you, it came with real dangers. Collaborating with international organizations in unstable regions meant my life felt like a constant game of cat and mouse, always on the edge.
Yikes, that sounds super intense. With everything happening, how did you manage to keep focused on your work? Where did you find the strength amid all the danger?
That's a fantastic question. It comes down to purpose. I remember one moment vividly helping a young girl who had fallen into addiction. It was heart-wrenching yet inspiring. Watching her regain her spirit reminded me why I fight. But then, the increasing threats from the Taliban were daunting. My passion for photography and filmmaking turned into an exhilarating but perilous game.
That's insane. Did you ever think about just packing it up and leaving altogether? I mean, I would be scared out of my mind.
You know, many times. And it wasn't just my decision. My family's safety loomed large above all else. One threat could flip our entire world upside down. And then, there's the heartbreaking reality concerning my daughters. They faced monumental challenges regarding education.
Oh, so they couldn't go to school? I mean, I hear about that so often with kids in conflict zones. That's just bonkers. How did that affect you personally?
It tore at my heart. As a father, seeing your daughters unable to pursue education due to legal barriers is devastating. Education is like the key to a door. A door that remains locked for them. This brings us to our current crossroads. We're seeking help and resources to advance our migration process, with hopes of unlocking that door.
That makes so much sense. So you're basically looking for support to change your family's fate? It sounds like such a gigantic uphill battle.
Exactly. We've truly reached a critical juncture. Living under constant threats, we yearn for safety and stability, hoping our asylum requests will pave the way for our children to learn in a secure, nurturing environment. That's the dream: freedom, education, and the safety to thrive.
Wow, thank you for sharing that. It really puts everything into perspective. So, how can our listeners help? Is there a way to support your cause?
Yes, absolutely. I encourage everyone listening to visit our website for more information. It's all about community support and fighting for one another during these tough times. Thank you for being with us today. Remember, Together, we're stronger.
That's really powerful. All right, folks, thanks for joining us. This story is a great reminder of resilience and hope. Until next time, right?
Exactly. Goodbye, everyone. Stay hopeful.